Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Rolling up and trucking. We gonna do what they say can't be. This is a great song. This song, I guarantee you, this is starting to rub off on people, and every time they hear it, they start to bob their head.
Well, because people are starting to think about the bus trip that we're taking.
The greatest movie that Burt Reynolds ever made. I don't care what nobody says.
Most internet lists
the absolute
don't agree.
Greatest.
They don't agree with that. But that's okay.
And Hooper's like right there with it, too. Hooper.
At some point, when it's a slow day, we need Hugh's full list of Burt Reynolds
did you
movies.
Did you see Kyle's face? Yeah. Like, what the hell is Hooper? Yeah. Hooper was it was a movie where he was a stuntman. A stuntman.
Most of us do that once in a while when you talk. Once a day. It's like, what is Hugh talking about,
what the
about,
hell is
man?
He talking about?
What is he doing now? 215-592-9494. That's how you get aboard. All right. Let's get back to a lot of good conversation here on the game Sunday and the coaches. And you could also react to what Shady told us. I really enjoyed having Shady in studio here. He's going to the Eagles Hall of Fame Sunday. And he told us that the idea that Nick Sirianni doesn't have influence on the Eagles offense is just flat out not true. Like, yeah. He does. And I'm not surprised by that because he's an offensive coach, right? Like, at some point, he was a play caller. At some point, he was an offensive coordinator. That's his background. I always think the head coach, whatever side of the ball is their background, they're going to still have influence there, even if they end up being a CEO kind of coach. It's just hard. It was always hard for me to believe he was going to completely 1,000% remove himself from the offense.
That you mean just pop his head in?
Yeah, I mean, come say, on. Hey, it never made any sense.
What are you guys doing? Hey, I just come in and see what's going on. I brought some sandwiches.
So, yeah, we now know.
But that's how it was portrayed, though.
It was. Well,
they
spun a nice narrative. We know that's not the case. And Hugh Sunday, hopefully with narratives or spin jobs or not, we get an easy win. I'm just not sure if it's going to be that way. This feels to me, and again, I think the Eagles are going to win the game. It feels to me like a trap game. It feels to me like a game if the Eagles are not fully focused. And this happens in the NFL, where you can have a game where it's like, last week you beat this team, you're everyone's talking about you now, you're doing great, you're 5-2, power rankings and all that nonsense. And then next week's the Cowboys and the Commanders. It feels like a weird in-between spot in the schedule where it's like, hope they don't overlook the Jaguars.
It is, but it's one of those things where you can't, I don't think you're in a space now where you can do that. I'll tell you this, as a former player, anytime you looked at the schedule and it was a division rival, you got your mind right.
Like for next week.
Oh, man, yeah. Damn, that one right there going to be a physical confrontation. You knew that. This team is not in that space yet. You have to string together some wins. That's why I thought it was important last week. And, you know, we talked about it, about schedule loss or acceptable loss and things like that. You still are striving to find what your identity is. And even with that being said, there's still some speculation about the quarterback. There's still speculation about Jalen and the timing of his throws and what this offense could potentially be, because even though he had a good game, there were still some nitpicky things about him that you could pick apart. You could do that every week, but it's one of those things where he's still under speculation. Still under speculation.
Yeah, he's not fully out of the woods yet.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, he's got to play well again. 215-592-9494. But I'm a fool. Yeah, I am a fool. Dick Vermeil, he's not a fool. He's a champion. Dick Vermeil was on the morning show today, Hugh. And he spoke about this idea. And it was almost like the idea they were discussing was, is this a game that we're fully confident that they don't mess around in? Here's Dick Vermeil on the idea of maybe this being a little bit of a trap game.
Well, it says by 15. I don't think they'll beat him by 15 points. I think they'll beat him. The advantage they have right now is when you're a pretty good football team and play a lesser team with a team with a poor record, and you play them at home, it's an advantage. When you play them in their stadium, you're traveling to their stadium, you're more apt to get upset there than you are at home playing a losing team.
I agree with that. If the game was at Jacksonville, it would be a little bit more challenging.
Yeah.
The game is here.
Yeah, and you're talking about a coach that there's a lot of speculation on whether or not he's going to make the trip back home.
Doug?
Yeah.
This could be it.
I mean, it's
no,
it's,
they can't fire him after the Eagle game.
It's funny. It's funny because you have a mixed mixed bag of what the Jacksonville Jaguars are. There's been people that have been saying for years that Sunshine, Trevor Lawrence, is probably not as good as being billed.
I'm one of those guys.
Yeah, I mean, you've been having people say that.
He's
and
not
now,
that good.
You know, you have a coach in Doug that's non-committal when he talks about his quarterback.
I love when Doug talks about his quarterback.
He's non-committal.
He leaves it all out there.
So, it's how does this thing play out? And the fact that, for all the Jaguar fans listening, y'all only got y'all on borrowed time as far as how long y'all gonna be in the States. Y'all about to move.
Yeah, it's a weird franchise. It is. I look at this as a trap game Sunday. I think the Eagles are gonna win it. And then as far as the coaches goes, it's Doug's time back in Philadelphia. For the second time, Doug arrives back here as the Jaguars coach. And of the two coaches on Sunday, I like Doug better than Nick. If I could trade Nick right now and have Doug Peters as my coach, I would do it.
Oh.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, you could have feel that way. Who would you rather have coaching this team right now, Doug or Nick?
I would like to see Doug coach this team. I know Kyle doesn't want to hear that.
See, we're Doug guys in here. We are Doug guys.
I would like to see Doug coach this team, this talented offense.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a combination of Doug's mind, and the weapons that he would have.
See, where we get it. We're Doug guys.
That's it. But I like Coach Sirianni. I like Coach Sirianni.
By the way, the Twitter poll question today is insanity. Would you trade Nick Sirianni for Doug Peterson? I expected a 50-50 split. I mean, one guy's the Eagles coach right now. One guy is doing a better, is winning right now. The other guy isn't. But 72% would rather have Nick Sirianni than Doug?
I think people are hung up on the idea of the trade.
Well, I don't care.
Well, that's what, I mean, you said it was insanity. That's why they're voting no. They're like, what? We're going to trade a coach in the middle of the season for another coach who's on a team that stinks?
Yeah.
No. It's silly.
But it's not.
Doug has been awful in Jacksonville.
I totally disagree.
They are 2-6, Joe.
He took over a two-win team.
Joe, he might be left on the bus here.
I agree. I agree.
Yeah,
but
they stink.
First of all, you said
it earlier. They have some talent on the Jags.
They do, but this year's not over yet. They're obviously trending at a terrible rate.
It's over for the Jags.
Hold on.
Kiss the baby.
Hold on. They were 2-6 the year you took them to the playoffs, and they rallied from there and went 9-8.
You think they're going to go to the playoffs, Joe?
I don't think they're going to go to the playoffs.
If you had to put your money down right now, is it kiss the baby on the Jags? And Doug gets fired.
Yes.
Or they're going to the playoffs.
Yes, but that's nothing to do with the Eagles. If he's here coaching this team.
No, but it has everything to do with Doug Peterson, the job he's doing right now. It's not good.
He's not doing a great job. That's fine. But all I care about is how he would do with the Eagles. And if you tell me right now, and it's the playoffs, and I could have Doug Peterson on the sidelines or Nick Sirianni, I'm taking Doug every day of the week. That guy, his whole career has been winning big games he's not supposed to win. Sirianni's not that yet.
All he did was nod his head yes when a quarterback asked him to run the Philly special.
Stop. You know that's not right.
No, I do know. Because Nick Foles himself said that they were going to run some crap option play. That they had, and Foles said this.
But you're diminishing Doug's. You're diminishing Doug's impact on that playoff run.
What was that?
That was cut that yourself. That's totally diminishing what Doug accomplished. That it's just not at all.
No, I know.
Yeah, I know. Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Dude, yo, Kyle. What's up, man?
Hey, Terrence. What's going on?
I gotta go with Sirianni, man. Like, I know I love Doug Peterson too, but I feel like. That was 2017. I feel like the NFL has evolved, and I feel like Doug hasn't. His team has been horrible the last couple of years. They've been squeaking to the playoffs, to get in the playoffs. And the fact of the matter is, Nick Sirianni's been in the playoffs every year. And I looked it up while I was on hold. Doug is borderline 500 as a coach. He's 62-59, and we all know Nick is 20 games over. Coaching. And another thing about Doug, like I said, he hasn't evolved. I think with the time, you all know other coaches have. I think Nick has evolved with the coaching. We know another Philadelphia coach, Andy Reid, he has evolved. And I feel like Doug hasn't. I feel like his offense has been stale. And I feel like he lied to us. When he won that championship, he told us, what did he say? This is going to be a new norm. And it wasn't. And the fact of the matter is, Nick Foles, I feel like he's more responsible of winning that Super Bowl, because we all know in that Super Bowl we could not stop the Patriots. And if I'm not calling for that Philly, asking Doug to call that Philly, I feel like we would have won that game.
Well, of course. Like, I mean, Nick was amazing. But also, Terrence, I mean, Nick was pretty down and out at that point in his career. And Doug, they brought him back, and Doug helped get him, you know, to the level he could play well in those big games. I mean, that was Doug's play calling was on point for those weeks.
Yeah, but I feel like now, I feel like his play calling is still, like you guys just said it, he has playmakers over there. He has offensive guys over there. I feel like Doug isn't evolving. I love him. I love that he brought a Super Bowl here. I feel like Nick Sirianni, year after year, this guy, like, we get on him by his antics and all that. He's in the playoffs every year. And this year, he's already 5-2 already, on the verge of going to another playoff if we get a couple more, five or six more wins. He's going to be in the playoffs this year.
Should be, yeah. I mean, especially at 5-2 now, it should be. So what do you think of Terrence? They going to win this game big, or is this a little trap game on Sunday?
I feel like we're going to stump these guys. I feel like Doug's going to – like, I know we're all saying, like, Joe, I know you picked Doug, but there's a trade for Sirianni, but he might get fired in the next couple of weeks. He might be out of here.
He might be.
I'm going to stump these guys out.
Well, I hope so. I mean, listen, I love Doug, but I hope the Eagles help him get fired, because that means they won this
game
big.
We got to win this week. Yeah. We got to where we're trying to be.
I feel like we're a little revisionist history on Doug stuff, though. I mean, like, if Nick Sirianni left here, his career record would probably fall closer to 500. Well, yeah, that's what happens. You go to the Jaguars, what are you going to do?
I don't think the game has passed Doug by. I don't think so either. His talent has been diminished. His quarterback has not evolved. Yeah. That's the biggest thing. You know, you heard Shady said, you need a quarterback in this game. And your quarterback has not evolved. He's still the same.
Yep.
So that's one problem.
They had the number one overall pick.
The Jaguars?
Trevor Lawrence.
But if he's not that good, he's not that good. The Eagles had Carson Wentz.
No, he's not the first number one overall pick quarterback that has flamed out.
But Doug had to revive him.
And how good of a job has he done of that?
Well, he did a good job the first year.
They got to the second round of the playoffs.
Oh, wow.
In Jacksonville?
We got
a former Jaguar here with us.
Jacksonville. Hold on. We almost played Jacksonville in the Super Bowl in 2017. It's not impossible to succeed in Jacksonville.
They've been around 30 years. They've been in the title game like two or three times.
I understand that. But what about the Lions? We're talking about the Lions, the number one seed.
I get it. Listen,
Dan Campbell's done a good job over there.
I don't think Doug Peterson is Vince Lombardi or Don Shula. But I like him better than Nick. I mean, I'm a Doug guy, and I'm not being moved today by all this Doug slander.
Nick, over the last three or so years, has been much better than Doug Peterson.
And he's had so much more talent. He's had Howie Roseman.
But the Jags aren't completely devoid of talent, though.
No, but their roster's not as good as the Eagles.
No, it's not. But, like, don't good coaches maximize the amount of talent that you have on the roster?
Doug is not yet, and I know what you said, and I agree with you. It's trending bad. He hasn't had a losing season there yet. He's had two winning seasons and a playoff win.
He's screaming towards an awful season this
year. Sure, they are, and they probably are going to be 2-7 by Sunday night. I'm just saying, like, it's not like... I don't think Doug's done a bad job there. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop, bro. We'll get back to all your phone calls here. Doug Peterson or Sirianni? Like, where do you come down? Are you Doug guy or Nick guy? If you could have Doug back right now, would you take him? Both you and I would. I mean, we get it. We're Doug people.
Final thing here. Are the Eagles back?
Yes.
Good.
I was after a quick answer.
No, that's good. That's good.
Damn.
They're absolutely back. This team is starting to come together. Hey, there's going to be some bumps in the road. It's the National Football League. Every team, you know, has their highs and their lows. But the last few weeks, this team has really turned it around quickly. And we didn't even talk about Jalen. It's the best game I've seen Jalen play in probably over a year. You know, I mean, he was sharp, comfortable, and I love the way that he played the game.
Yeah,
when you only have to drop back 20 times, and everyone else does their job, rather than drop back 40 times and have to carry the burden of victory.
Well, let's do it again on Sunday.
Carry the burden of victory.
215-592-9494. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillett. Coming up about an hour from now, Kyle Quinn's going to have his hair buzzed on the air.
Yeah, that's
right. Well, he said if the Eagles won three in a row and beat the Bengals coming back home before this game, this is a show of solidarity to his guy. I mean, Kyle's a Nick Sirianni guy, obviously. He's not taking Nick over Doug.
I've never wavered on that.
No. Sometimes emotions get involved, but you just push those away. But the hair's coming off. Are we going to be the most hairless, baldish? Kyle's not going bald, but he's got the buzz cut.
He's going to be bald for like a week.
We're about to be an ugly group.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I don't know about that.
About to be. I mean, so we have, Hugh and I are bald, and Kyle's going to be a buzz cut during the show coming up here. When was the last time you got a buzz cut?
It's been a while. I usually cut my hair short.
You do, but it's a little longer than usual now.
Yeah.
So
it's very long.
It's about to be gone.
I mean, I've been neglecting the haircut because I knew that the buzz cut was a possibility.
Yeah. Well, this one's free.
The only person who's not happy with the buzz cut is my girlfriend.
Well, listen, sometimes, you know, it takes one for the team.
Did you tell her it was for the show?
Of course.
She did not care.
She's like, you're on the radio.
Yeah. Yeah, she did not care.
You don't get it.
Yeah, that's
just don't
eventually
get it.
She'll figure the whole that's thing right. out. Yep. 215-592-9494. Would you trade Doug? Would you trade Nick for Doug? I would right now. Like, if I could have Doug back, I'd rather have Doug as the Eagles coach. I think give him a better chance to go win a championship this year. And is this a trap game on Sunday? Feels a little trap gamey. I know Hugh doesn't want to admit it, but
it's not.
It's got some trap game elements.
I mean, to your point, it does have the elements of a trap game, but it can't be. Because this team is not in a position for them to overlook anybody, in my opinion.
I agree with you. I hope they don't. Yeah. I think we learn a lot about the Eagles on Sunday if they're ready to handle play against, prosperity.
Yeah.
Like, they should win the game. I think they could win either way.
Do it like perfume. Smell it. Enjoy it. Don't drink it.
You know what? The more you think, but can we hear that? Can we hear Sirianni talking about that?
That was kind of wild.
You know, now that we think back to him saying, I want to hear it again. I think he was trying to get out ahead of the trap game week. I mean, he's basically telling them, we blocked it out when everyone was negative about us. Now everyone's telling you you're good again. I mean, Sirianni gets what they have in front of them.
Listen to the show.
Well, he probably does. He gets what's in front of them right now, right? He gets that they have the Cowboys and the Commanders next. This is a week where I think it'd be natural to kind of, a little look-ahead game. Here is Sirianni this week to his team about making sure they stay focused here.
Here's what we talked about. Doubt, criticism, and hate, right? Hate. You got to bell block all that out. Well, it's the same deal with praise.
Mm-hmm.
Block it out.
Block it out, Hugh.
So now we're getting praised. Put your f***ing head down and work, because there's nothing like the work. What was the line, Tyler? Treat praise like perfume. Smell it, sniff it, whatever f*** you got to do with it, don't drink it.
Don't drink it, Joe.
And if they don't play well this
week,
when's
the last time you drink perfume, though?
That'd be a never. How about you?
That's something that I've subscribed to.
Yeah, don't you do that. I think that was Sirianni trying to get ahead here of the whole trap week game. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Tony. Tony's up next. What's up, Tony?
Yeah, hello.
Hey, Tony.
Joe Giglio. First off, I want to say I love you, man. Much love to you, buddy.
And Giglio.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah, you're a crazy guy or something. Go ahead, Tony.
And Joe Giglio, you're out of your mind.
For what this time?
Nick is 40-20, basically. He wins every 2 out of 3 games.
Every one.
Now, I really appreciate Doug. I do. He brought the Super Bowl to Philly, and I love the guy for that. But
right.
You know what? Before that and after that, he's tanking. So, That's my take on it. You know?
Tony, you know the first 4 years Doug was here, he had basically the same record as Nick, and he won the Super Bowl. The team is good. Yeah. It's not either of these coaches are making them great. The team is good, and it's about how far they could take the team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
Right.
But you know what?
So I don't care. But Sirianni's record to me the first 4 years doesn't matter. Doug had a great record here his first 4 years, too.
You're a Doug hater, buddy.
A Doug hater?
You're a Doug hater.
That's not about right.
You're always speaking
you mean a Nick hater.
Or, a Nick hater.
I've been a Doug supporter from day one of Doug here. I love Doug.
He's just saying you're a hater, though.
But I love Doug.
Yeah, but you're a Nick hater.
No, I'm a Nick Doubter. Nick Doubter.
You're right, Tony.
All you do is speak out against that guy. That's all you do.
I don't think he's a very good coach, Tony. What do you want me to say?
Well, I think somebody that wins every 2 out of 3 games, I think they're a pretty damn good coach.
Pretty good
he's
coach.
An okay you know? Coach. And I did say this week we were too hard on him. I did say that.
That don't count.
Yeah, you're a hater. You're absolute.
I like the hater part.
Yep, that's right.
Tony, if they were in the Super Bowl, if they were in the Super Bowl and you could choose Doug to coach them in the Super Bowl or Nick, you would choose Nick?
Absolutely.
Well, you're crazy then, Tony. And I don't tell you.
Why am I crazy?
Because we watched both of them in the Super Bowl and one turtled up and one coached well.
You're getting on your skin a little bit.
Doug's getting his hiney whooped down there in Jacksonville.
And guess what, Tony? But let's just—we got to think. That's we could point. Think bigger than this, Tony. And Tony, I love you, but
he just cooked you.
No, he didn't. If Nick leaves here and goes to a bad organization, what do you think is going to happen to Nick if he gets another head coaching job at a Jaguars kind of team? He's going to go 9-8 or 7-10.
You think so? With the Jaguars?
No, my point is, he's not going to do very well either if he goes to another rudderless team. We think Nick Sirianni.
You're a Nick hater. You heard the perfume thing.
Yeah. Hold on.
You didn't subscribe to that, though.
Didn't earlier this week I said we were too hard on Nick?
I don't recall.
What do you mean you don't recall? You sat right there for 5 minutes.
I don't remember what I tried to pull it back on Nick.
I tried to pull it back, give him a little credit.
That seems tactical.
I don't recall that. I don't recall that conversation being had.
Yeah.
Now you guys are being haters.
Never happened.
Okay, let's go to Demon, all right? What's up, Demon?
Yo, good afternoon, fellas. Hold on, put my seatbelt on, man. Y'all caught me. I just got back in the truck.
You gotta be careful.
Absolutely. Listen, man. The first thing y'all talked about, the Dougie P thing, absolutely take him right now over Nick Sirianni.
Thank you.
Let me tell you why. Because y'all gotta remember, when we got Sirianni, we all knew what his job was. He's a flunky. He's a yes man. Think about it. He had two top coordinators. He succeeded. Soon as they left, he fell. Now he got two guys in there again, and he's still trying to be in the offense in the way. And we've seen that in the first couple of weeks. We've seen he was in the way. We literally seen his plays, and we knew it was part of him. So with that being said, I definitely take Dougie P over Nick. The only thing Nick got going for him, I said, with Dougie P is that he likes to go for it a lot on the foot. Like, he's going for the fourth down thing. But other than that, man, he ain't no good coach. He's a good motivator. That's it.
See, Nick, Demon gets it. Nick's fine, but Doug's better. That's all.
Absolutely. And listen, y'all, I wanted to thank y'all, man, because y'all had one of the greats back on here, man. And I know he's from Pittsburgh, Harrisburg, whatever they say he's from. He went to Pitney from Harrisburg, but he's from Philly. I watch the facility every day. This dude is Shady's from Philly, man. And
you got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Thanks for having me back here. That was a great thing y'all did.
Well, no, thanks for him coming back, man. We enjoyed having him.
And he's going to have his day Sunday. He earned that. Eagles Hall of Famer.
Absolutely, fellas, absolutely. But in reference to Slay, get rid of 29, please. That dude got to go. Maddox, he has to go. Slay can sit around for a minute. He's an OG. And listen, he's teaching the young bulls. What's his name? Rodgers? I love Rodgers. He all right. He came back off an injury or whatever it was when he was gambling. I think it was him.
Yep.
But he's back now. And I like him. He's young. But I like Slade teaching him. I really do like that. But the guy Maddox, he got to go, fellas. Y'all know he has to go. And for last, before y'all cut me off, go Birds. And Jalen is definitely back, and he might be the MVP. Y'all keep sleeping on my man.
Woo!
Have a good one, fellas.
You got it, Demon.
That'd be awesome if that was the case.
He's, seventh in MVP odds before Week 9 started.
That's a lot. You got a long way to go.
I can't say I'm seeing that.
We got to play like six more
like
games.
You
said
you
like
got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Yeah.
So yeah, it can happen. You like how I did that, don't you?
Yeah, that was good. Maddox gets you zero in a trade.
Well, I get it. And if you tell me right now you could have one of these two players on the team the rest of the season, Slay or Maddox, I would choose Slay. Slay's a better player. But Maddox, you're not going to get anything in a trade. Here's a question I have, because we had the discussion a few minutes ago of, let's say Slay can't go Sunday, Rodgers plays well. Would you trade Slay by the deadline Tuesday? Hugh said no. I said, yeah, I would do it. Do you think Slay would be okay being a backup for the rest of the season, Hugh? Because you don't want to trade him. But let's say Rodgers plays well on Sunday and the Eagles take an objective view and they say, Rodgers a little better now.
Do I think he would be okay with it?
Yeah.
I think his ego would take a little bit of a hit. But I think that Slay's in a position right now where he would do that. If it was for the betterment of the team, I think he would.
Because then I'm okay keeping him as a depth piece, right? Because if you have an injury to Quinyon or you have an injury to Rodgers, then you need to go back to Slay. Like that, there's some value to that.
I know I've said a lot of things about Slay, but I think deep down he's a good dude. I really do think he's a good dude. And if it's something where he feels that it's for the betterment of the team, I think he would do that. Especially if it's something when you have groin injuries. I've only seen one corner that has ever played with one, and he only played a half, and that was Troy. Troy had a bad groin injury, like so bad that he had to have surgery at the end of the year.
It feels like an impossible position to play because you have the quickness laterally.
The lateral movement, yeah. the quick adjusting, you know, the fast twitch muscles. I think that we're not going to see Slay for a couple of weeks. So I think that if he's playing well, Rodgers that is, and Slay comes back, we're talking about a few weeks from now.
So they didn't put him on the IR, which tells me they think it would be less than 4 weeks, but it also could be this will be the first game he misses if he does miss it. We'll see if he's ready for the Cowboy game. 215-592-949. Let's grab Rob, and then we got to play for a great montage. If you're not a Doug over Nick guy now, you will be by the end of this montage put together by Joe Wechter. Rob and Delco. Hey, Rob.
Good afternoon, Joe. Good afternoon, Hugh.
What's going on, Rob?
Listen, Joe, can I say something before I defend you and agree with you about Dougie P?
Yes,
and,
of course.
And you?
Yeah.
Real fast on my sacrifice for the Sixers, okay? Because I've been trying to get this in for the last couple days.
What?
Now, Hugh, I'm gonna give you a good laugh. Yeah, Kyle, what? You'll what after I give him the Dougie P answer? Listen, Hugh, you're going to get a crack up out of this, all right?
I'm waiting.
It's tough, Hugh, okay? I was going to say a week, but a week really won't be a sacrifice of this, okay? But a month would be. Joe, Hugh, if they sign Juan Soto, okay, I won't have sex for 1 month.
Why would you even do that?
To get Juan Soto here. Right?
No, I think Rob's, I think this is a great, this shows you mean business. That's what I've said.
That's pretty serious.
That is pretty serious. A whole month.
Yeah. To get Juan Soto here for 15 years? That's a...
A month?
Are we going from zero to zero here, though?
Listen here, Kyle. You're funny. Listen, now. You know what I mean?
I mean, everyone was thinking that Kyle just said it. Yeah, I get it. All right, Rob, I'm glad you said it. Someone had to put that out there. Rob, what are you thinking about Sirianni or Doug? Where would you go?
Listen, I'm going to attack Kyle on this. Listen, we just said Doug P is the pride of town, right? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think you forgot how to coach. I mean, I don't care if you put... And this is more why I think Dougie P, I would take him 10 out of 10 over Sirianni. Did Bill Belichick forget how to coach when Tom Brady left?
No, nope. he didn't have the talent.
Did you by you? And I know, Joe, like you compare Dougie P is not Don Shula or any of these great Hall of Fame type of coaches, you know, Vince Lombardi. I'm not saying Dougie P is Bill Belichick. But listen, I mean – would you not take Bill Belichick over Nick Sirianni right now?
Well, of course you would.
No.
Of course you would.
Kyle, you're out of your mind, dude. You're crazy. I mean, come on. No. I mean, he forgot how to coach? No, he didn't forget how to coach. He's still a hell of a coach. Listen, you need talent. You know what I mean? Phil Jackson was a great coach, right? But would he be a great coach on the Sixers? He couldn't even coach the Sixers, Joe, Phil Jackson, right?
Well, no one could coach the version of the Sixers so far on the court.
Point.
Yeah.
That's my point. These guys don't forget how to coach. Phil Jackson had Kobe, Shaq in their prime, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, all these guys. And you bring them here with this dumpster fire the Sixers are, or Dougie Payne, the dumpster fire Jacksonville is, Hugh, I don't think they forget how to coach.
Yeah, that's an organizational problem. That's what they're like. Look, Doug is probably not great enough for Rob. We appreciate it to uplift a mediocre franchise to a Super Bowl. That we've seen that, right? He's been only average, a little below in Jacksonville. I still think he's a heck of a coach. 215-592-9494. All right. If you missed it earlier, we have a montage here put together by Joe Wechter. And if you kind of like, I don't know, I like Sirianni. Doug did a special thing here. To me, this is going to tip you over to the Doug side because you listen to this, you go trip down memory lane, and you remember the good times with Doug Peterson here. There's never been anything like this with Sirianni. Here's Doug, the montage put together by Joe Wechter.
Start this Andy Reid era with the ball. And new quarterback Doug Peterson.
Doug Peterson making his first start after 7 years in the National Football League. He's been a backup in Green Bay and Miami.
Peterson going deep for Torrance Small. Ball intercepted. Aeneas Williams with the interception on Doug Peterson.
I'd like to welcome back Doug Peterson and introduce him as the next head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. He understands how dedicated, obsessed we all are to bring a Super Bowl to Philadelphia.
I understand the culture and the passion of Philadelphia.
It's exciting times around the city of Philadelphia right now, and it's because of you guys sitting in this room right here. You're here for a reason, and it's to win a championship. What will our identity be in 2017?
He dashes to his left. He dashes to his right. He is starting to run. Now he fires downfield. Aguilar, 3 of the 10. Touchdown, Eagles!
With the article that came out the day before the game, but it is what it is. We love playing for Doug.
We had to get this win for Doug.
Here comes the rush. Lynch, they've got him. They've got him. He escapes! He's got a first down out of the 44-yard line. How'd he do it? How'd he do it?
I thought you said they got him.
They did. He disappeared. He's rolling. He's going to run. Cutterly flies strong. He's Wentz goes into the end zone. Wentz back again. He's looking. He pumps. Still looking. He fires. And it is caught. Touchdown, Alshon Jeffrey. Quickly down to Howard.
All right, Merle. Carson Wentz was in the tent. You know what that indicates. And now he's walking to the locker room.
I do. Torn ACL.
Can your team overcome?
You sure can. Heck yeah. We overcame a Pro Bowl left tackle. We overcame our middle linebacker. We've overcome a running back. We've overcome a core special teams player this year, our kicker this year. You know, yeah, he is the quarterback of our football team. But you know what? The reason we went out and got Nick Foles is for reasons like this. You know, if there's ever an opportunity for me as a head football coach to rally the troops, you know, now might be the time.
The Falcons break from the huddle. Jones wide right.
Where is Julio?
Sanu in the slot. Ryan rolls. Ryan pumps. Ryan is throwing it up in the air. Incomplete! And Taylor for Jones. Incomplete! And the Eagles have defeated the Atlanta Falcons. They are one win away from the Super Bowl.
And the word was yet.
Yeah.
The word was yet.
Yeah.
We have.
We ain't done.
We ain't done.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Because you know what? 1 week from tomorrow, we come back together and we shock the world again.
Yeah.
You got it?
Back goes Foles. Foles steps up. He is looking. He is going deep and alone. And in for the touchdown is Jeffrey. The Eagles are headed for the Super Bowl and a rematch with the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 52.
I cannot tell you from the bottom of my heart, I love everyone, the amount of work that has gone in to what you have accomplished this season. And guess what? We are not done.
Yeah.
We got one more football game to play this season. One more game.
You want Philly Philly?
Yeah, let's do it.
Philly special. Ready? Here we go.
Boom. Moves to the right. It goes directly to Clement. Clement reverses it, and the pass goes into the end zone.
To Nick Foles.
It's a touchdown by Nick Foles.
Listen, a little razzle dazzle by Doug.
Brady lines them up. He's back again. He steps on. He's hit. He stumbles. He is throwing it deep for the end zone, and it is batted around and incomplete. And the game is over. The game is over. The Philadelphia Eagles are Super Bowl champions.
How do you explain this, that 9 years ago you're coaching in high school and here you are with this trophy?
I got the best players in the world, and it's a resilient group. I love this coaching staff, and not only do we have the best fans in the world, we now have the best team in the world. Thank you, guys.
What a montage. What a coach. Doug Peterson.
Yeah, that was awesome.
How could you listen to that and be a Nick Iover guy?
I'm in. I'm a Doug guy now.
It happened. I knew it was going to happen after listening to that. 215-592-9494. The Doug Peterson montage. Oh, it's great. Ron and Monco. What's up, Ron?
Joe.
Ron.
You're up to your old shenanigans again.
What do you mean?
Doug Peterson?
Yeah, love him.
Okay. Well, here's what I'm calling. Because it's like you're the gift that just keeps on giving, dude. You really are. I'm going to give you a chance to win. You know that big bet that we had years ago?
Yes.
That I never got paid off on?
I remember, yeah.
Why don't you tell the listeners about the bet that we had?
Yeah, it was something like you said if Doug was out of here within 2 years, you'd get to come in the studio and do a show, and then he was out of here in 2 years. So it was something like that.
Yeah, okay, right. So you would actually bring that goofball back here?
Yeah, I'd rather him over the goofball we got now.
Well, believe it or not, I'll take the goofball first.
Which one? There's two goofballs.
Doug Peterson?
Oh, Doug's better than Nick. Come on.
8 days a week, brother. 8 days a week.
Doug over Nick.
Well, let me tell you something. Nick called that play. I was on my deathbed in the hospital on a ventilator, and he went over to that sideline, and he stood there while Doug Peterson sat there and looked at that menu, and that Foles couldn't wait anymore. He says, "How about Philly, Philly?" He says, "Okay," and that's how that went. Doug Peterson's a terrible coach.
Oh, stop.
He was a terrible football player. He was actually a professional tackle dummy.
How about the other 42 passes Doug called in that game? Nick called those two, or is that Doug?
I don't know why you keep getting this wrong, Joe. That was Frank Reich and that was defensive.
Oh, sure.
And
sure.
The minute they left that team went down the toilet.
Yeah.
And then you watched.
Doug was the play caller. Doug called the plays.
Yeah, but guess what? Let me tell you something. Who? Frank Reich set that all up. Why can't we get that straight here?
If Frank Reich was any good, he'd have a job in the NFL. I'm tired of the Frank Reich stuff.
Yes, sir. You, what do you think about that? Frank Reich and DeFilippo, yes or no?
You know what's funny? Frank Reich was my quarterback when it was with the Jets. Mm-hmm.
Frank Reich was a decent quarterback.
I think Doug, I would like to see Doug with this squad. I want to see what he would do with this
squad. See, Ronnie, Hugh gets it. Why don't you?
He would put you to sleep in the first quarter.
Oh, stop.
He is a snooze fest. He has no imagination at all. None at all.
And what do we have now? What do you have? Imagination?
You know what? At least we got a soap opera to talk about.
Well, that's for sure.
Like Doug Peterson's like watching glue dry, dude. I'm telling you.
Well, that glue dried and held up a Lombardi in Minneapolis. All right,
they
Ron?
Did do that.
Don't come on here and slander Doug Peterson as he comes back to Philadelphia. Come
on. He kind of did, though.
I know he did. Well, him and I fought about Doug for years. Well, hopefully the Eagles get it started hot Sunday. Maybe score in the first quarter. Get off to a lead against the Jaguars. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Let's grab Josh in Wilmington. And then we got to get to a Q&A here for week number 9. Josh, what's up, buddy?
Oh, what's going on? Football Friday, boys. Loving
what's going
it.
On, man?
How are we doing, John?
It,
what's on your mind? What are you thinking?
Well, you know, my main man Hugh and Wani Gilio. What's going on?
Juan. Yes, Juan.
Was trick or treating last night with the kids. So someone in the neighborhood said, "What's up, Juan?" So now I just need I need the Phillies to make this happen.
I love it. They got to make it happen. So listen, that interview earlier with Shady was awesome. And I'm in the same predicament as you, Hugh. I've did a lot of traveling, this, that, and the other, and I got a lot of stuff just all over the place. And, I can't find my Shady jersey. I have a brand new Nike Shady jersey, and I can't locate it, and I'm kind of bummed out about it. Because that would have been Sunday's attire. But as we move on.
Yeah, I may have misrepresented it. I don't think Hugh lost his Hall of Fame coat or jacket. It's just packed away somewhere,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Nor
did come across that way. You probably, I don't know. Did you lose it? I mean, or you just don't want to say it on the air?
No, I didn't lose. I definitely didn't lose it. I just packed up.
How long does something have to be misplaced for before you say it's lost? That's the question.
Well, first I have to, where would I wear it? I have to look for it. So I haven't really been looking for it. I know it's there somewhere.
You can wear it into the studio one day.
just wear a Hall of Fame jacket into the studio.
Just make sure everyone here remembers who you are.
Yeah, that'd be weird, really weird. That'd be weird.
So look, I Kyle got a little, it was funny. He was asking me, hey, look, what do you think, Sirianni or Doug Peterson? And when I said, can I choose both? And he said, no. And then I said, Peterson. And he went, ah, like he gave me the, ah.
Oh, Kyle's been thoroughly irritated with everybody this
time. Because he's on the wrong side of this. That's okay. You know what? Shut up.
So here's the thing, right? I mean, we all do recall the fact that Doug Peterson actually had a set of stones and stood by the fact that he wants to have his own coaching staff. He's not going to be pushed around and told what to do. I appreciate a guy that's going to stand up, one, for himself, and two, for men that and or women that want to come in and assist him, right?
So, a man of conviction.
That's correct. And of course, then you hear that montage, and I'm like, all right, how can I even want to take Nick Sirianni? Now, if Nick Sirianni hoists the Lombardi, the conversation changes a bit because, again we got to look at wins and losses and blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, Doug Peterson brought the Vince Lombardi to us, so I'm loyal to Dougie P until somebody else decides to come along and, take us to the promised land like our boy Dougie did. But, look, I'm stoked for Sunday, right? I mean, and I don't think this is a trap game in any way. I got to be honest with you. We played a lot of games on the road already this season. And we're coming home for a clip of games. And this city, our fan base, is ready to foam at the mouth, especially at the way that this team is playing. We absolutely boat race the Jaguars.
Oh, I like
that. Out of South Philadelphia.
I like
that's
that. Well, it's a good point on the home thing, right, Josh? They've only had how many homes? Atlanta was a primetime game. Mm-hmm. Right, Green Bay was.
So this is our third.
Well, so Atlanta, Cleveland, and then this, and the Packer game was technically, and Josh, we preached technically a home game, but the game was in Brazil. So we've only had really just the one Sunday afternoon game. It'll be a great crowd on Sunday with the 4 o'clock start. All right, before we go any further, we do it every Friday during football season, a little Q&A with Hugh Douglas.
Yes, and Q&A is sponsored by the Jug Handle Inn. Award-winning wings, great food, and incredible specials. Spread your wings and rediscover the jug.
Get to know the Midday Show.
What?
This is Q&A on 94 WIP.
All right, Hugh, I got two Q&As for you this week.
What you got?
First one, A.J. Brown yesterday alluded to the idea of the players. It's like an open-door policy when it comes to plays. Like, A.J., and I'm paraphrasing, but it said, like, he could see a play somewhere and then bring it to the coaching staff, and then maybe they'll implement it. Now, I know technology was different then. If you saw a play, Hugh, you probably have to, like, sit in front of a TV and watch a game and maybe see a defense. But, like, do you think that – would you have ever thought about doing that back in your day? Like, hey, I saw this.
Me personally?
Yeah.
Nah.
What do you think about it that happens now?
I'm C-ball. I was C-ball, get ball.
Okay.
I was that guy. I like it. I like if – the concepts, it seems like the coach and the players are in tune with one another. So I like the conceptually how they're thinking outside the box. And plus, when you talk about mostly offenses, they all kind of are similar. I don't have a problem with it, especially if it's a player of the caliber of A.J. Brown.
Right.
Like, yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
I think it's kind of cool. I mean, like, I think – now, I don't think players should be dictating the game plan and dictating the plays, but if they see something – yeah, bring it to the coaching staff, and if they can implement it in the offense, I'm with you on that. All right, the other one I had for you, because we've been talking about the idea of a trap game, right? Is this a trap game Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Does it have those elements? Hugh, I'm going to ask you to go back in time. Take us back to the Hugh Douglas as a player. Does this really happen? Because we talk about it as fans. We talk about it on the air. You know, the idea, like, just this week, right? Let's use the Eagles, for example. They beat the Bengals. That was a big game, right? Mm-hmm. Next is the Cowboys. People say these phrases all the time. It's a look-ahead game. You know, they weren't so focused because the next game is this. When you were playing, did you think like that? Do players think like that? Or are the Eagles right now only thinking about the Jaguars? Or was it a natural thing? Like, you knew the Cowboys were on deck. Is that real, or is that something we just
say? It's something. It is. There's something to that. But like I said earlier, when I look at this team and the success that they've had over the last couple of weeks, they've had a tumultuous time. After the bye, there was a lot that happened. You know, Coach Sirianni alluded to it. I don't think you're in a space where you should feel comfortable enough to overlook anybody. You're still, if you're being honest with this squad, about this squad, you haven't hit your stride yet. You
right.
look like you're about to hit your stride. You know, everybody's saying that you're hitting your stride. But if you're a person in that building, you ain't hit your stride yet. You just turned the corner and you played two tomato cans, and you just validated your parking by beating a team that's still struggling.
Right.
I mean, if you're listening to what's being said, so nah. And you have a stretch of games coming up where, if you're being realistic about it, there's question marks about every team that we're playing against. We thought this Dallas game would be a little bit more meaningful. You're playing against the most meaningful game you're going to have is with a team that has a rookie quarterback that looks like they're on the uptick, look like they're the class of the division. So as far as that's concerned, I don't think you should feel good about where you are right now,
so
me personally.
You're basically saying they haven't arrived enough to have a trap game.
Nah.
Well, I hope you're right on that, too.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.